Taking the spin off a spitball. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Longtime listener Phil Miller of Chesapeake, Ohio, asked a question just in time for the World Series.
What does spit do to or for a baseball when a pitcher throws a spitter?
Well, Phil, we talked to Bob Adair, an emeritus professor of physics at Yale University and author of a book called The Physics of Baseball. He says pitchers use spit, or something like petroleum jelly, to make the ball slippery.
So now the ball slips off the fingers without the backspin that the fingers ordinarily give it. As a consequence of not having that spin, it then does not have the nominal upwards force. So the ball comes over the plate lower because it doesn't have the spin.
Adair says it's hard for a batter to see that lack of spin and to predict that the ball's going to drop.
It's never obvious. That's why it works so well.
The spitball is an illegal pitch, and big league umpires are trained to look for them. So for most pitchers, the possible consequences of throwing one aren't worth the benefits. If you've got a science question, pitch it to us. Call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question in the show, you'll get a free Science Update mug. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.